can I say? I was with the hitters in the field all day.
You are now watching the Be the Model Podcast. Live with your hosts, Teddy J, China Rouge, and Big Neil.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Teddy J, here with my co-host, Big Neil.
Yeah.
And Miss China.
That's right, in the house.
And we are the Be the Model Podcast. Today we have a very special guest, hip hop rapper straight from the 305 Miami, Hot Boy Swiper.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's going on today, man? How's everybody doing?
You're doing good, man.
All right. For those of you who don't know you, go on and introduce yourself. Let them know who you are and how'd you get started into the rap game.
Well, I go by the name of Hot Boy Swiper, one word, HOTBOYSWIPA.
Okay.
Some call me Swizzy, you feel me? But I come from NMB, North Miami Beach, Miami, Florida. I represent 2151. Trap, take it or leave it. I don't need it, yeah. Trap, chopping and beating. My niggas work through the seasons. Trap, take it or leave it. You said how I started.
Yeah. How'd you get started into rap, man? What inspired you to start rapping?
Really, it was from being a fan first. It started off by just being a fan. I really liked Busta. Okay. Young. Mm-hmm. Watching his music videos and
I see you got the hair like him.
Lyricism and all that.
Yeah.
So that started there. Then I started listening to Hot Boys, Lil Wayne, and so it's like really just being a fan. But those were my favorites I just named, but I was listening to everything.
Yeah.
And then in like middle school, high school, I used to download everything.
Right.
Yeah. Like just to have it, even if I don't listen to it. Like some people I'm not a fan of, but if you got something new coming out, I download it. And people used to come to me, I make the little bootlegs and all that stuff, whatever. Now, being such a fan and listening to so much different hip hop, I naturally just, you know, learning lyrics and all of that.
Yeah.
I naturally just kind of
took off with it.
Yeah. Now, at first it was just fun.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? But I had friends that was taking it serious.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they'll be around me. Mm-hmm. Now, being around me, I'll be like, nah, say this.
Right.
And they'll be like, damn, like, that's hard. And then be like, yeah, but it will continuously happen to the point they're like, yo, why don't you rap?
Right.
I'm like, nah, you know. But I was all over the place running around doing who knows what, you feel me? So nothing sitting down and still was to my interest. But the actual art part of it, the flow and the rhyming, I liked it. So now, eventually, you know, they kind of convinced me to try to take it serious.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your creative process? Like, how you put together a song?
How I put together a song? I'm really energy, like, based and vibes. And so my best music comes when I'm not even trying to make music, when it's just, like, when it's fun.
Just what you feel.
Where it's like, you know, the beat is playing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, like, when I used to be in the studio setting, we had our own studio, in-house studio. And my producer, Hood Lover Rich, my main producer.
Shout out to Hood Lover.
Shout out to Hood Lover Rich. He'll just start making a beat, you feel me? So, but it was a studio, but it was also our chilling spot.
Right, right.
So
right.
We're not there just to make music. It just happened to be a studio, but that's where we chill too.
Right.
Well, some of us, so. Niggas might be playing video games, might be talking, playing chess, whatever.
Yeah.
He just start up a beat for fun. You know, first sound, second sound, third sound.
Right.
Niggas start freestyling, boom. Right, you know, saying this, saying that.
Yeah.
Eventually, something just catch on, just playing around. Somebody got a hook.
Right.
Yeah.
And we got the whole setup there.
Right, right.
So it ain't nothing to drop the sticks and go drop that hook. You feel me? And then somebody else, like, yo, I got a verse. Now that's usually me. I'm the nigga who come clean up. I spit that 16 for you.
Yeah.
So it's like, it be the vibes. That's where it's easier.
Yeah.
Now, it's been times where I had to, like, work. Like, it's like work where I had to come up with something, do something on the spot.
Right.
But I'm more creative. Is more easy flowing to me. My best work is when it's the vibe.
When you're comfortable in a comfortable environment. Yeah. Right.
So how important is the beat? Because I've seen people who can rap real good, but it's like, damn, why they chose that beat? You know, right. Like that shit fucks up the whole song.
You right. Know? So, you know who I really see that have those problems? It'd be like the older rappers.
Yeah.
Like the ones that I to sad to say the ones that I would look up to. Right. They're the ones because. I guess the beats got more advanced and got different sounds or whatever, and they more to their classic sounds or whatever. But to go back to your question, the beat is important.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
The beat is very important because honestly, some people, not to, you know, put nobody down, but some people, that's all they got.
Right.
It's a good ass beat, that's why. Right. But
yeah,
regardless,
that's how you know a person. You'll know their beat, like you said.
Yeah,
like,
some people. Yeah,
so you don't want to get chopped in that box where you stuck to a certain sound.
No, I want diversity. Okay. I want diversity.
You mix it up,
and like the beats, you see the beats. Me, when I listen to the beat, I'll literally dissect certain sounds, and there's certain sounds that I like more in the beat than other sounds, and I'll probably start writing that sound first, and then that'll be the first flow. Then I'll pick another instrument, that'll be another flow.
Right.
So you feel me? Like that's how I'll be doing it.
So we ain't gonna hear no beats and be like, "That's a hot boy swiper thing." We just gotta.
You can. Some people who know me long enough, they can because I'm diverse, but being creature of nature. Creature of habit.
Right.
Being a creature of habit and the environment I came up in, it's certain subject matter,
that you
certain vibes that I might naturally give off on the track.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't already have, if I don't already have a direction to go, I might naturally take my
go with you.
Some people who do know me will be like, "Yeah, that's a swiper type. That's a hot boy type beat."
Yeah, for me. You know, when you hear different artists, you just kind of know that's that artist.
Yeah,
right. Definitely.
So don't you get
started. But I can switch it up though. I can make everybody shake their ass.
Mm-hmm.
I could make everybody start getting conscious. I can make everybody get crunk. I can make everybody want
to
fight.
Let me ask what are some of the artists that you would like to work with in the future?
In the future? Locally or in general?
In general.
Yeah.
Damn. I guess, of course, Lil Wayne.
Okay. That's good.
I guess. Future.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me see. Nas.
Okay. Nas.
That would be hot. Nas.
So are those people like also in your top five?
Wayne is in the top five. He's a top. But if you're talking about all of the hip hop genre, I can't put him all the way up there. He's the trap. You know, you got the trap god Gucci, then you got the trap Jesus. That's Future. You feel me? Being a trap nigga that is always there.
Yeah, they up there.
But if we're talking about hip hop as a whole, like lyricism, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Weezy and Nas is still in there.
Very top.
Weezy and Nas still in there. Of course, everybody gonna say Biggie, Tupac, but there's Biggie type niggas and there's Tupac type niggas.
Right.
I respect both of them equally, but I'm a Biggie type nigga.
Right.
You feel me? but I respect what Tupac. I respect it too. I love it too. I'm a fan of both.
Yeah.
I gotta keep going.
I think that was good.
You straight solo artist or are you also part of a group? Because I've seen like some videos with you with some other cats. I don't know if you're a squad or that's your team.
That's my team. We're not a group. We're a collective of independent artists, basically.
Okay.
But we're under the same label or affiliated. Right. Some of them you're gonna see are affiliated with the label, and some of them are actually under the label.
Right.
We basically provided like a center, like a place for music in our neighborhood. So a lot of people end up coming through there to record, to get beats, to get engineered, even some of them for videos. We had like a lot of resources.
So anybody can come through or
it's
just
like a hub?
And the hub is kind of more private now than it was. But everybody who knows 21 at 51, they know that block. You know that crib, the crib with all the whips in front of the crib. Oh, it used to be, you feel me, we had it jumping. But that'd be the spot to get beats mixed, recorded, all that. So that's how we end up having so much collaborators, people that they know, they came through, we showed love, they probably recorded for free, or they probably recorded for the low, they probably got the mix for the free, beat for the free, probably got it for the low, probably got the hook, the verse, whatever it is, maybe even a couple lessons too, you feel me? So that's why I got a lot of collaborators, people that know whatever.
So what you got coming up, what's coming up next for you?
Well, right now I'm pushing the $100 single and the What Can I Say single.
Yeah, I noticed that you're on the billboard in front of the office.
Yeah, in front of the office. You know the Ace office magazine, like, that's the backyard.
Shout out to Ace Magazine.
$100.
What's
the name of the track?
$100.
Okay.
It's $100.
All right. Okay.
And then we got the Menace Society too. What can I say?
That's an album or mixtape? What is it?
Those are singles for now. I'm dropping singles. Okay. And leading up to the project.
Okay.
The project, I could tell you how the name. The name is gonna be Controversy. Okay. Controversy. Like verses. Yeah. Like verses. Right. Controversy.
Okay. Is that your first project official?
That'll be my first solo project officially. Okay. I've dropped projects before, but it was like compilations.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And so you can find those too online.
What would you say is the hardest thing that you or you guys faced leading up to this point in a rap game? Did you face any difficulties, or has it been smooth sailing basically?
The difficulties, probably still going through them now, just now getting over some. Difficulties mostly are on the business aspect.
Okay.
On the business aspect. The music aspect is easy. We got that down pat.
Right.
You feel me? It's the business aspect.
Okay.
Getting the marketing, getting everybody in position, do what they gotta do, and making it a business basically. Because you gotta understand, we used to do this. We started from doing this as a hobby for fun,
right? Amongst friends,
or whatever. So that conversion to make it a business, make it reality, a functioning ship or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Is, that changed the dynamic though of the friendship.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It does sometimes. Yeah, a lot. I mean, depending on what kind of friends, for the most part, A1 Day One always gonna be A1 Day One.
True,
and if you always had the same mind state, nothing should change.
Yeah.
Same energy, same mindset. Now, if you had a different mindset or something like that, it might clash.
Yeah.
But if we was all on the same mission, same train of thought from the jump, this conversion will be something that everybody will be down with,
because with growth come change, and sometimes you might outgrow someone within your change. Not your walk isn't everybody's walk, because sometimes, like you said, you're coming from doing this out of a friendship, out of homies,
out of fun.
And when things start becoming serious and it's a business aspect not everybody can walk in they want to be homies and friends,
and what's even crazier about that is that even though that naturally happens, it's a natural part of life and growth. I feel like some people mistake it where it has to be beef or tension. I don't think it has to be necessarily. Like, you feel me? If you started doing this and you're taking your route, and then we might just, we got distance now. When we do bump heads, it can still be the same energy. A lot of people mistake it for, okay, he's doing this now.
Yeah.
I don't really fit into that. So we beefing now. I gotta mug him when I see him. It's not really necessary.
It's growth.
So what advice would you give any young aspiring rappers out there trying to follow in your footsteps? What advice would you give them?
Man, I don't even know if they can follow my footsteps for real. Because number one, my footsteps is, it's a crazy route. That's number one. Number two, I ain't make it there yet. You feel me? Yeah. So I can't really tell you to follow my footsteps. Even though I am experienced, I feel like I am seasoned, but I ain't make it there yet.
Yeah.
So knowing, but if I could give advice, I don't know.
So knowing everything that you've been through, if you could go back, is there anything you would do different?
Yes, probably,
Like,
I wouldn't really change nothing, but just like I was talking about the business aspect, the manner of business, I would have started enforcing certain things earlier.
Okay.
You feel me? And like, there's times that sometimes you let something slide,
hey,
yeah,
because of friendship or compassion, yeah, or whatever, and it comes back and bites you in the ass later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas you could have just put your foot down earlier on,
right,
and would have saved you a lot of trouble in the long run.
True, I think right. That's the hard thing. Sometimes you got to choose with business, friends, yeah, or even relationships. Yeah. You know, right, you
got, I got a real hood lover, right, attitude. You, yeah, know, yeah, what I mean? Like, I'm a hood lover. Like,
right.
Right, like, you show love to the hood, people, and,
yeah,
friendship.
Yeah,
and,
I love my,
yeah,
people.
But it's,
you can
so
love
hard,
your people though,
it's
hard.
Right, and
yeah,
it,
yeah, I put myself
hard
on the line for,
yeah,
like,
it's
multiple
hard to
times in my life.
Just that
people,
business,
bro,
and that, sure, that love you have for family or,
yeah,
for friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's hard to divide that in business. That's why they say you can't mix friendship.
You can't
mix
it, because sometimes
it never works.
You can do good for someone every single day, or feed them, you know, do it, take care of them. The one day you don't.
Yeah,
they'll turn around.
Yeah,
turn around,
yeah,
like, you know,
that one thing bad—that's what they take. They, yeah, ride, so, out on that one. So I, yeah, definitely understand that.
So where can we all find you? See more of your work. Follow, you know, your social media. How can everybody stay in tune with Hot Boy Swiper?
At HOTBOYSWIPA at Hot Boy Swiper on all platforms. On Facebook, Swiper Israel.
Okay.
All the major music platforms, Hot, mm-hmm, Boy Swiper, one word, you're gonna find, mm-hmm, me. That's me. I got some features, I got some singles, I got some shit on the way.
Yeah, some videos, right?
Yeah,
I got a couple videos. I'm lacking on the visuals. I'm about to turn up on the visuals, mm-hmm, now.
Okay.
But I'm really lacking on the visuals. I got more visuals that's not, you know, that's old, they outdated or whatever. I'm trying to update and turn, mm-hmm, up for, show y'all what, you know, what, mm-hmm, I've been up to.
Right.
Right.
And how do you feel about the violence that's going on in hip hop right now? It seems like they say being the rapper is the most dangerous job right now.
Uh-huh.
I mean, every day we hear another rapper gets killed. How do you guys focus on the music when you guys are going to venues and try to stay away from the beef or the violence?
Mm-hmm. It's hard because, number one, you got the beef aspect.
Right.
So that's the streets, but you forgot dealing with beef, that means now you might have to move differently. Those movements that you do now, you might bump into the law. So it's, yeah, like, it's like you stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah.
But why is so much violence in the rap game? If you ask me, it's because,
is it jealousy? I mean, is it
jealousy always plays a role. But the main thing is really the image, okay, that rappers have become accustomed to portraying.
Yeah.
That image is a shoot 'em up, bang bang type of image.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like they starting early too, they young.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like they live by that lifestyle. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, it's gonna take a lot of them, it takes like for them to get hit,
yeah, yeah,
or a homie to get hit, or for somebody to get some years,
mm-hmm, yeah,
for them to realize this ain't really what they want. But because, yeah, of the line, the music already setting the trend,
mm-hmm,
they start early. I speak about this shit too, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm preaching, like, I talk about it too because I experienced it. I, mm-hmm, lived that.
Yeah,
I lived,
yeah,
the violence. I lived that, stay strapped, that whatever. But, yeah, the way they coming up, and it's like they just, it's just like it's a thing to do, like,
yeah,
it's,
yeah,
a,
yeah,
fat, it's a trend, like,
yeah.
And within the trend, it's gonna become reality, because if everybody like talking about their 30s, their 40s,
right,
they smoking,
yeah,
ops, they whatever, right, eventually somebody's really about that in that, yeah, clique. It could be 50 niggas that,
yeah,
ain't about that. It's gonna be,
yeah,
one nigga
that's about
it. It might be somebody that might be about that by accident that,
yeah,
day,
yeah, yeah,
because they feel under pressure. Bah,
yeah, yeah.
You feel me? So,
right,
like,
yeah,
this is,
that's, and then, yeah, and now becomes a cycle, because,
yeah,
now,
yeah, yeah,
I gotta one up you.
Yeah.
You feel me? I feel some type of way.
Like, it, like you were saying, you know, about different type of, you know, titles or different type of,
yeah,
you know, topics that you rap about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, staying conscious is key. You,
yeah,
know,
yeah,
especially,
yeah,
with a lot of the youth that's just soaking up what's being given by,
mm-hmm,
the older generation,
mm-hmm,
the light that they're trying to follow, who they're trying to imitate. Everything is being soaked in, and it's like a lot of the artists have to actually be conscious with,
mm-hmm,
self,
yeah,
and just say, you know what, I have, you know, a little younger me, someone that's,
yeah,
gonna,
yeah,
try,
yeah,
to walk in my footsteps,
yeah,
and being conscious is key, you know,
yeah,
just,
yeah,
giving that positivity. You know, I'm not saying don't turn up, don't,
mm-hmm,
talk about drinking and girls and all that stuff. Stay consistent with that, but at the same time, it has to be a message, like kind of like Dave Chappelle.
Yeah,
at the,
yeah,
end of,
yeah,
his comedy show, there's a lesson to be learned.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know.
Well, and what do you want your legacy,
yeah,
to be when it's all said and done?
When it's all said and done, of course, I want to be known for my great lyricism. I want to be known for the person that I am, though, like the reality of the person that I am, mm-hmm. and someone who kept it real with their self through it all. Like, you feel me? Like, I never, like, someone who never had to try to portray an image to fit in and still fit in.
Right.
You feel me? Like, mm-hmm. kept it me. And it's like when they bring up me, like, everybody have their own thing to say about Swipe, you feel me? And it'll all be genuine, authentic, everybody. Like, my end goal is to live past my physical existence.
Right. Yeah. I get it.
That's my end goal. For me, you see how we were just talking about Tupac?
Yeah. Legacy. Yeah.
You wrote that.
You always going to hear somebody mention Tupac. Right, how long ago has Tupac been gone?
About 20 years.
He's still alive, though. He's still alive. That's where, that's my end game, to live, surpass my physical being.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Do something enough to leave a footprint on this earth that will make my existence still be mentioned.
Absolutely.
After I'm gone.
I like that.
So, you said you got the album coming out. You putting together a compilation. You got some tracks coming out.
Yeah. The album is no date on it yet. Nothing on that. We're still trying to see what's good. Right now, we pushing the singles. I got two singles that I'm pushing.
Okay, what's the name of the singles again?
The $100 and The Menace to Society.
The Menace to Society.
Let me ask you right now, and I know you're working with a big group of people that's pushing your music and your craft. Who would you like to shout out right now? Who would you like to give thanks to in reference to, you know, your journey and, you know, things that's about to manifest for you in
your
future?
Well, I like to shout out, of course, I got to shout out my manager, China Travels.
Okay. Okay.
I got to shout out Miss King. She be everywhere.
Miss King.
I got to shout out J-Roe NBC, you feel me? I got a shout out, 21 Not 51.
That's right.
I was about to say myself. I got a shout out my nigga Hood Level Rich. Right. You feel me? That's the CEO of 21 Not 51.
Right.
You feel me? Shout out Stunna Films. Shout out Be The Model for having me here today. You feel me?
Clink it up.
You got it. From a distance. That's right.
Feel me? Who I left out? Because every time somebody always got to feel left out.
Teddy T.
Man, I got to shout out the Wild Man Teddy T. You feel me? Shout out Major Lee. Shout out my nigga Zali. Shout out the whole 21-51 Souls, what they do, my nigga.
Final question.
Mm-hmm.
What does Be The Model mean to you?
Be The Model? Shit. Be The Model is what I said. Be to surpass your physical existence. Right. You gotta be a model that'll last forever. Like a statue.
Yeah.
Not even a statue, further than a statue. You feel me? Like
I like that answer.
Yeah. That's what it is. To be remembered.
Legacy.
For good reasons.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
So thanks for joining us, man. We really appreciate you stopping by. We know you got a busy schedule.
Was mine.
Yes. You're going to be performing today, right? Aren't you going to be performing?
Yeah, I'm going to be performing today. Yes, I'm going to be performing at Billionaire's Brunch.
Okay. Billionaire's Brunch. Yeah, check out Hot Boy Swapping. Yes. If you go in there, make sure you check out this interview. Make sure you guys follow Be The Model Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget to subscribe. Hit that notification bell. Don't forget to follow my boy Hot Boy Swiper on Instagram, all the music platforms. Check out the music coming out.
I love it.
And definitely be great. Be the legacy. And most of all, be the model.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's your plan.
I cheat without a post. It's the host with the most. I pack, man, no games, and turn niggas to ghosts. I stack, man, and burn through the bread like it's toast. Couple booties screaming beef, but that's actually rump roast. I'm blessed with the gift of gab. I ain't got a dad for the most. Lyrically, I'm inclined. My rhymes fab, no lows. My punchlines is job and jab like Mick Gregor. Like, yo, Wi-Fi, so you know I had the tether. And yo, signal be dropping and my bandwidth always better. And that pussy be popping while that ass fluffy like feathers. Ay, 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 what can I say? I stomp the beats and kick the ass like sensei. Pussy footers think they steppers. Cut that cunt to Kente with your bitch tendencies. Multiple contingencies reaching your extremities and strip the bare necessities. Resorting to reporting to law enforcement agencies. Niggas used to hide they flaw, now niggas feezy blatantly. Face it, be you two-faced. If fuck faces can't be faced with me, I set the bar higher than a nigga who just laced the weed and sparked it up and took a puff while sitting in the nosebleed. And you can't mention NMB without hearing a trace of me. Honestly, I just kept it basic for you, basically. 21 951 MTE ATG. Swipe! Ay, ay, ay!